Yes, 2 days ago, that was like a holiday for me in a way because there were no interviews. So, then I didn't have so much to do because sitting has been difficult. So I was walking a lot on that day. In the evening, I was walking, and then I started to have this kind of frustrating or doubt-related thoughts about the practice. During that day, I had still been applying awareness, kind of putting effort to keep the awareness going. And I was on a very long walk. It was late in the evening, and started to have all kind of dark feelings there. It lasted for quite a while. Then, when I was approaching this inn again, there was at one moment in the mind kind of a thought or very impolite words like, "Go away." And then
That's quite
the
polite.
whole doubt feeling, it kind of subsided away. Which was a bit surprising, like there was, it reminded me of, we were at some point discussing about the sutta where there was this crushing the mind with mind, so there was kind of this
Yes.
one
Thought.
thought that was pushing away the
The other.
feelings and sensations. Actually, the feelings also, I was observing at some point how it felt to have this frustration and realized that the emotions there, they were not very well present for me. So even though it was strong in a sense, but still emotional content, it's just blocked for me. So
The sensation is not so
yeah,
obvious.
so it was clearly frustrating and unpleasant, but in a way quite close to neutral because the emotions were not
Felt.
felt, yeah. Yesterday I slept a bit better, so it was in a week first time when I woke up to the bell ringing, and also feeling quite good. There was the interview, and in the interview, I've been thinking what could be a good way to stay aware. I haven't found like any anchor that would work for a long time. So then I just, because of having put the effort so many days in a row, I tried to relax. And in the first interview, it felt like it worked pretty well. So just trying to relax all the time, and it was easier to stay aware, doing all the normal things that I need to do here. Yeah, maybe if you can.
Okay. So tu longer ni ya ka tu di ma interview re bari ma shi ro tu twa holiday phet ni ro thai dia tu twa thai na bu khet de a lo tu lan shao twa de lan ni mya yi shao de ai ni ya lan shei twa shao do tu a pya ma de tu shao yin na tu sait ka frustration ni phet la de doubt ni win la de tu ye ha ba phet le so tu a तू ဖြစ်တဲ့ခံစားမှုတော့သိတယ်နော်ခံစားမှုဆိုတာဗျာသူ့အတွက်ပြောอ่ะ तू อ่ะဘယ်လိုခံစားလဲဆိုတာဖြစ်နေတဲ့ဟာကိုသိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့မခံစားဘူး तू မခံစားမှုနဲ့တွဲပြီးပါတာမဟုတ်ဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ဖြစ်နေတာတော့သိတယ်လေအဲ့တော့ तू อ่ะဟိုတခြားလူလို့ like ပြီးတော့မခံစားဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ဖြစ်နေတာတော့သိတယ်မ
ခံစားမှုခံစားဘူးဘာဖြစ်လဲသိနေပြီးသိတယ်ဆိုရင်လည်းရပါလေ
Yeah အဲ့တော့ तू อ่ะအဲ့ frustration နဲ့ तू doubt तू frustrated တော့ဘာသူအဲ့တော့ तू ကြည်ရင်းနဲ့တော်တော်ကြာနေတဲ့တော်တော်စိတ်ကမဲနေတယ်လို့ထင်ရတယ်ခံစားရတယ်ပေါ့နော်အဲ့လိုမျိုးဒါပေမဲ့ဒီနားရောက်တော့တစ်ချိန်ကျတော့သူ့စိတ်ကမယုတ်ဘယ်လိုပြောလဲသူကဘာလဲခက်ရိုင်းရိုင်းဆိုင်ဆိုင်နဲ့စကားတွေပြောတယ်တဲ့သူ့တခြားစိတ်ကို ထွက် go away လို့အဲ့လိုမျိုးရိုင်းရိုင်းဆိုင်ဆိုင်နဲ့ပြောလိုက်တော့ဟိုစိတ်ကငြိမ်သွားတယ်တဲ့အဲ့သူအော်ရတယ်တဲ့ဟိုတုတ်တန်ထဲမှာရေးထားသလိုပဲတဲ့စိတ်တစ်ခုကနောက်စိတ်တစ်ခုကိုဟိုဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲတုံထုတ်လိုက်တဲ့သဘောပေါ့အဲ့လိုမျိုးသူခံစားလိုက်ရတာဒါမဲ့သူအဲ့မှာသူပြောတယ်အဲ့စိတ်ကသူဒီစိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်လို့ပြောပေမဲ့သူကအဲ့စိတ်ကိုခံစားတာတော့မဟုတ်ဘူးခံစားမှုအနေနဲ့သူ
ဒီ neutral ဖြစ်နေမှာပေါ့
အဲ့ neutral ခံစားနေတယ်လို့
ပြောရင်တော့ရတယ
်အဲ့လိုခံစား
မှုကခံစားနေတယ်မဟုတ်ခံစားမှုကတော့ရှိတယ် neutral တော့ဖြစ်နေတယ်အဲ့လို तू လက်ပြီးခံစားနေတာမဟုတ်ဘူးနော်သိနေတယ်ပေါ့
Yeah Sierra understands what you explained is that you know what's happening but you know the mind is not yeah the mind doesn't feel it so it feels neutral even though you know it's a frustrating yeah feeling yeah and then second bit oh yes the not to go to the ma time bro tadi tha bo jo sa ra tu kaung kaung belo kham le pin nai de khu o sha me ya u de
ဒ
ီမှာသူအမြဲအလုပ်လုပ်ရင်သူပင်နာအမြဲစမ်းကြည့်တယ်လေဟိုစမ်းကြည့်ဒီစမ်းကြည့်ဟိုနေ့ကသူပင်နိုင်တခုမဟုတ်ဘဲနဲ့သူစိတ်ကို short short ပြီးတော့ဘာလို့ဆိုတော့သူစ조사နေတာ3 4ရက်ရှိပြီဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီက short ဖို့ပဲ조사တော့အဲ့ဒါဘို့အဆင်ပြေတယ်လေ short ဖို့
လက်ရှိကပင်နိုင်ဖြစ်သွားပြီဟု
တ် Yeah so if when you keep trying to relax and you find that your mind can stay with the awareness yeah this is then you know the mind that's what's happening
sit chi ni ya ayon phit daw sit chi ni ko khat chan nya chi ni le da le ayon ma
your object has
become
the mind he says knowing the mind even grossly yeah this is the mind has become the anchor for your mind
I sit ko chi ni ya da po yo wa phit de ba lo to tacha function ni ma tui sit de myo myo tui nai da
He says, when you know the mind, he says, you can know many functions of the mind.
Okay. Two more things. So yesterday I went up to the hill there and I was, after lunch, lying in the sun there. It was quite windy. But the sun was shining, so it was a little bit cold. But then at some point, there were a couple of times when it started to feel pleasant when the wind went down and the sun was warming the body and I felt relaxed. And then there was the combination of feeling pleasant and then getting relaxed. And then I noticed it. I haven't had that kind of feeling, at least I don't remember during this retreat. So then very quickly the greed came there and it was wanting that this would last forever. It lasted about 2-3 seconds at the time, so it was quite, it kind of came a couple of times, but it was very obvious how it worked.
Mm. 2-3 times is the pleasant or the greed? The pleasant and the green?
Yeah, the pleasant and, yeah, maybe the whole process was repeating there. And then this morning I woke up very short sleep, so I felt unpleasant physical sensation when I went to sleep and then in the evening. And then when I woke up I had the same unpleasant feeling and then I was tired and then I had thoughts that how do I know I'm tired? Usually I don't have this kind of interest in what's going on, so it was just maybe some kind of a surrender because I knew in the moment that there's not much benefit of being angry about the tiredness, so it was nice to see that there was an interest in the process.
Yeah,
that's
it. Mm.
နွေးပြီးတော့ခံစားလို့ကောင်းတယ်ပဲ तू ကအမြဲခံစားမှုကို तू သိလို့မရဘူးလို့ तू तू ယူဆတော့ तू အဲ့ချိန်မှာ तू ခံစားလို့ကောင်းနေတော့ तू ဒီဒီတပတ်မှာတော့ तू အဲ့လိုခံစားလို့ကောင်းတော့မခံစားရသေးလို့ तू စိတ်ထဲမှာကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့ကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တော့ तू အဲ့ဒီဟာယူအမြဲနေခြင်းနဲ့စိတ်ရှိလာတယ်ဆိုတာတွေ့တယ်တဲ့အဒီဟာနှစ်ခါသုံးခါဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့ဟို तू ပေါ်လိုက်တော့အဲနောက်ပြီးတော့ဒီနေ့မနေ့ तू နိုးလာတော့ तू ညအသိပ်အဲ့ရတော့နိုးလာတော့pleasant ဖြစ်ဦးတယ်ခံစားမှုကမကောင်းပြီးတော့နောက်တစ်ကြိမ်အိပ်ပြောပြပြနိုးလာတော့လည်းပင်မနေတော့ဒါပေမဲ့သူပင်မနေစိတ်ကိုကြည့်ပြီးတော့စိတ်ကလည်းမေးတယ်လေပင်မနေစိတ်ကဘယ်ဘယ်လိုဘယ်ပုံစံလဲပေါ့ပုံမှန်ဆိုရင်သူဒီလိုစိတ်ဝင်စားမှာမဟုတ်ဘူးလေဒါပေမဲ့ဟို
မေးကုန်ထွက်လာတယ်သူတ
ော့အဲသူဒီနေ့သူကသူစိတ်ဝင်စားလာ哦ခံစားလို့ကောင်းတယ်ဟုတ်သူက
မစင်းဝင်စားတာအဲ့လိုစိတ်ပါရှိ
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, say, I'll kind of look on.
Yeah, when the mind finds things interesting, then everything is okay.
Thank you.
Yes, for the past 2 days or 3 days, I think it's been really, really nice from the feeling tone from neutral to extremely pleasant, and I have had some metta moments spontaneously, and there sort of there is defilements, but the mind doesn't cling to them; they sort of just wash away. Then I've had these memories popping up from. How to describe situations in the past when I have behaved really badly, like I mean really done wrong things, hurt people, and like really bad things pop up to mind, and then they go away, and the pleasant feeling tone exists. And now the question sort of is, because this has been going on for like 2 or 3 days, how to sort of practice in this mind state, where to, okay, I'm happy like this, I don't want to suffer, obviously, but I do understand that there's something sort of behind the surface, or there must be, or what to sort of do with, because I'm borderline bored because of the neutrality of the feelings, the mind doesn't cling even to the pleasant ones, like really.
Yeah.
It's like just lulling in this happiness.
Na yet to yet to khan sa lo kaung ni re re. Ho sei a myo myo phit de da kilita le phit de da mae kilita soe ma kat phu re. Ma kat to khan ni lo kilita soe ma kat phu. Ma ni to tu ti lai pyaw wa a soe khan sa lo pya kaung ni aw re.ဒါပေမဲ့ဘာဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့စိတ်ကနည်းနည်းတော့ borderline ပြင်းတယ်လို့ဖြစ်ချင်နေတယ်ဘာဆိုစိတ်ကဘယ်လိုထင်လဲဆိုတော့ဒါတော့မပြောက်ချင်ပါဘူးတဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ဒါမဖြစ်နိုင်ဘူးထင်တယ်လေတခုခုရှိနေမှာပဲမဟုတ်လားဘယ်လိုလုပ်ရမလဲဟောလေဒီလိုကောင်းနေတယ်ဟာကြီး
ထိတ်သာပေါ့ဒီဘက်အားကောင်းနေလို့ပါအမေလေးပြန်တော့တွေ့ပါလိမ့်မယ်
He said,
keep
this.
Yeah,
learn to maintain it.
Yeah,
he said, well, you go home, you'll get what you want.
Yeah, I know. But this is for the sort of future reference.
He says, right now, the other camp is feeling generous.
Yeah.
They're feeling friendly. Okay. He says, When they get up to fight, he says, it won't be easy. So he says, now is the chance to learn. He said it takes great skill to and understanding to stay in a state like that.
Okay.
Yes, so learn. He says, while you have the advantage and you see everything from above and you see the whole, you know, what's playing out, he says, learn what you can. Because when the fight comes, you need to have that knowledge
to
deal with it better.
But it's, I don't have anything to learn. The mind is sort of
unimpressed.
Why not? He said, why nothing to learn? Start from recognizing that what you're experiencing is changing, right? You notice the stuff comes up, the pleasant feeling tone changes, then it's back again, right? Or still there, or, well, it's always new, right, actually. Notice the reality of what's happening. Yeah.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have reactions to the new yogis. Greed and aversion, depending on the yogis. The first half of this retreat, I was studying a lot and reading a lot, and I've been practicing mostly for a week or so, and just collecting data, and then kind of like forming these patterns of kilesas, like which are typical or which seem to be occurring and reoccurring. And it's been pretty steady for many days now that there are three particular patterns of suffering that I'm caught in almost daily. And two of them mainly manifest through wanting, but there's the counter aversion to them also.
Mm.
And another one is mainly fear, and there's the counter desire to that also. Maybe I don't say the specifics.
Yeah.
But this is how my mind works, that it's pretty easy to form this kind of this theory. And they divide into subcategories. So I also wrote down these things that are these three main patterns.
Mm-hmm.
They divide into subcategories and they have these counter kilesas.
Mm-hmm.
And then just let the stuff come in and feel the shit in my body. Sorry for the language.
Yeah.
You can take it out if it's not all right. But just also like feeling the effects. And then there's a part of the mind that now that there is this kind of model that seems to be working or seems to be sort of in sync with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of the mind that now wants to step in and start tinkering with the experience. That okay, so this is not good, this is happening for the fifth time, so let's enter this natural thing here. So let's say I'm afraid of something, then start saying, okay, this is just, entropy is normal, that's natural, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just watching the match, the referee gets in and starts tinkering with it. So I guess if there's a question, it's, is this a process of forming wisdom, or is there something wrong with this thing? What should I do?
Right.
Tu sei ko ji ra le tu prathama dabat ka tu sa ut de a myai phat ne le no. Na ba tu a yin no a athu phu ra dabat jaw ba shi de le le so ro tu aw di ma ba dabat jaw ra la ma di da ma tu sa ut de myai phat ne so ro na ba tu sei ko ji na tu belo song phyet che ya le so ro tu sei ka nezin tu ko tu dukkha pe ra 3 myo shi de de ho 2 myo wa lobha phit de pi lo ai ya o ma phit chin na ai 2 myo naw tu khu wa chao twet sit phit da da ba mai ai ha yi o lo chin de ba lo mi lo tu ma pyo lo u de da mai ba phit le so lo theory ya pyo ma so yin ne di 3 khu wa phit de tu ma ao ao ma tu line na tu bo no ho a chang ya le a myai shi me de da ba mai de di a kon lo wa sait ka tu ko tu di ha re net nei set ni le bo di ha re tu pyan khan za ya le bo no di dukkha ni tu pyan khan za ya le da ba mai le di ha thakha myin no re sait ka ma lo phit la le so ro chi la de le nga di ha phit myan nga chain shi pi le nga di ha di tai mai sa pe phin ma la a phit kham la nga di ya ni thwat pro hwa le lut lai ma ba hwa le taba wa phit na ba di ha lut lai me so pro sait ka ai lo pyo de le da mae di lo myo phit de so yin da nyan ga a lut lut da la ma hoy ma shout the mu la de
nyan ga chi phan nyan lai nyan phi phi win la le lut tin la ma lut tin la chu chi la ma chi la da tam sin nya tu a tu twa pa
ya
thong da le now lo nyan chi ma chi so yin ai kaw phit de kai ma sait de ma blue ni le so la sait ye quality wa that chi la
never lonely in lab ba jo shi la
set ji ya
yeah so sierra says whether when we notice processes repeatedly
ba ma ko belo sin ye belo nei set le so a tei tei ti yang lai lu chi ya chi ba mya la lo chin nya ta pi pi tu a tu lo tu lo la lo ma lo la belo tat taw lo le
yeah when we notice processes repeatedly particularly processes that are unpleasant and unskillful that the mind repeats over and over again and the results that they bring to us and when we have patiently watched them over and over again Sierra says the mind is bound to then start to recognize that it's pretty suffering to let the mind do this to itself again and again and wisdom can come in and he says there is a factor they call sampajanya it's clear comprehension yeah it comes in and it starts to see, well, this is not such a useful thing to do. This is not such a beneficial thing to do. But whether to tinker or not, Sierra says, whether the mind is going to now tinker, whether wisdom is the one that's going to make the choice or not, Sierra says, well, you have to keep watching. You know, you have to watch whether sometimes it feels right, you know. And sometimes we think, okay, let's try. You know, it feels right. We try it and maybe we don't have such a good result. And then we can learn from that. And sometimes we do it and then we find that, that makes sense, you know. Yes, there is no need to keep doing that. The mind can step away and it's free and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, so just he said it continues to be a learning process. You don't just take it for granted by making a decision. Yeah.
Sorry?
Continues to be a learning process. You don't take it for granted by just making a decision.
Yeah. So this morning, a couple of times I had this situation where I was caught in Kilesa pattern, and I usually just change the object to neutral parts of the body.
Mm.
But this was one of those times where it doesn't work, that there's just too much happening.
Mm.
And then I just took a walk, or I watch in the other direction or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is tinkering or is that all right.
Neutral object, you are around. You lo me yaw re ba so a thae ma phit na mya ra tu lan shao twa lite de a lo ho be chi lite de lo be lo lite de a lo
taw
ta cha
na a pyaung bo ya
yes he says sometimes when it's too much it's good to give the mind something else to work with
okay
yeah.
Here's the last question so this is a totally different one
yeah
so yesterday I noticed that I'd been having this low intensity aversion towards this whole retreat.
Uh-huh.
And then I was
yesterday you noticed.
Yesterday, yeah. Well, wow. It's been like bubbling there, but I didn't really put it into words so well.
Right. Mane nyane ya tu bari tha mi de re tu di tasakhan long tu ma ho doda tin tin mwe mwe le di sakhan ong taik ma chai yu bo no phit ni de sait shi ni de lo mane ya tadi de pyo ni mane ya ba tadi tha mi la lo ba so
there's a question here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but I was also suffering and kind of feeling like maybe I don't need more aversion. Well, suffering is maybe too strong. Well, it's maybe not.
Yeah.
But also kind of like feeling, okay, so there has to be something better than this. And then I was actually reading about taking refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was triggered by that because, yeah, I find it hard to take refuge in the Buddha because I'm not
Buddhist.
Yeah, and I have some doubt there that it feels like it's not entirely unfounded. And with the Dhamma, I'm on board maybe with 80% of the Dhamma, so it's easier. And with the Sangha, it's 100%.
Okay.
So at the moment, at least. So and when this hit home, that I can actually take refuge in something,
yeah.
I felt a lot better. Or that's when the aversion sort of shifted into something. And I felt like I am gentle water. So it was kind of like this melting away of something that had been there.
Yeah.
And it went away, but it was there for a moment. And so that's this is part of a question. So there's the three refugees that I sort of can take, but not really.
Yeah.
And then there's the sila, like the five precepts that I'm not taking in a way. Like I've been killing many mosquitoes and things like that. And I don't see any problem to that. Like I think there are insects that are actually harmful. Like it's not a bad idea to kill a tick if it carries the Lyme disease when it's in a room with somebody. Mm-hmm. So like just applying this common sense out of this Buddhist context, like am I doomed with this mindset from the Sayadaw's perspective? Because it's in so many places you can see it said that you have to maintain strong sila in order to gain your samadhi. So what's the truth for the lay secular practitioners who still take these retreats?
Right. ตุกตุหัวผิดตาบ่เนาะโหเสกโกสัตว์เป็ดเสร็จมะล่ะบ่ดิไม่ใจตะใส่นะไอ้หล่อမျိုးใส่ผิดเด้อนะบ่เนาะนอกซุตุเป็นมาซุ้มเพชรชะยะเลยสรอกแล้วตูอ่ะโหพยาเตียตังกาโกกั่วดาวตูซึนซ้ามีเด้อเนี่ยตูพยาโหตูเต้โกกั่วโลไม่อยากอูเด้อโหปะอาโกโลไม่อยากอูบ่เนาะใส่แท้มาปะผิดโลสรพยาชื่อไม่ชื่อตะไม่ยอมบ่เนาะแต่แม้เตียโหสรอินตู 80%ယုံကြည်မှုရှိတယ်တဲ့။တန်ငါဆိုရင်
都沒有了,都看看那沒人進來來的,那麼都是他們用的,不過呢,我的就搞呢,安也是的,誰是的,都都,我邊他來的差路會改的,這樣,哎,我沒有誰批的,哎,哦,也他的,提拉西馬的馬里批沒說,我的有有路阿通木,安呢所以是比較不如有西來的。嗯。不要沒說。
ဒီလာဒီငါးပါးဒီလာချိုးရင်ခုနကပြောသလိုတတ်တာများလာကြည့်တတ်တဲ့အခိုက်မှာဖြစ်တဲ့စိတ်ချင်းတွေကြည့်သူကကြမ်းတယ်။အင်း။အဲ့မင်းများတတ်လိုက်စိတ်ကကြမ်းလာ။အင်း။ဒါတော့တမာတိကိုပြတ်စီတယ်။တမာတိဖြစ်နေချိန်မှာတတ်ကြည့်။အင်း။အဲ့လိုပုံသိတယ်။
Yeah, this is he sort of find out for yourself by doing this. He says every time when you're going to kill an insect, you know, whether harmful or harmless or whatever. Siyara says, just check in with the quality of your mind as you do it. Every time, every single time, notice how you feel as you do it, every single time. And he says, also notice the times when you have developed some good samadhi. And then notice whether at that time you can bring yourself to do that same action. So just have, you know. And he says, if you will see that that when we have samadhi and we make ourselves kill something, you will see that it breaks the samadhi. It takes a certain different kind of energy. It's a more gross energy. And so it does, right? At that time, it breaks it. So for us as lay or beginner practitioners in the beginning of practice or in general practice, the other says, we may not notice the difference very much. But he says when we really get into practice and it has more momentum, that, you know, there's more peace in the mind and stuff like that, it really starts to show. The little things the mind chooses to do that are not in, that are in contradiction to what maintains the peace of mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Seattle says, don't worry. Don't worry about not being able to find refuge in the Buddha now. He said, it's okay. Seattle says, it happened even in the Buddha's time. He says, it's only when people understood the Dhamma that they understood what the Buddha sort of stood for. He says, in the Buddha's time, there were people who met the Buddha and didn't think he was anything special. Even though he was, you know, people called him the Buddha, you know, and he told people he was the Buddha. But there were people who understood what he, you know, taught, and through those eyes, they recognized the Buddha. So he said, it's okay. It's normal. So there was a yogi who came to the center once, and he told Seattle quite frankly, he said, I think that, you know, the Buddha is like some piece of history, you know, like somebody wrote some history and don't know who he is, kind of thing. But he is interested in the practice. He found it interesting, you know, to be aware, to discover things about how the mind and body work and all that. And he continued practicing at home. He found it really fascinating to keep discovering what was happening. And he said one day, and so he came back a couple of years later, and he recounted how one day he was walking to the bus stop to go to work as usual, being mindful, and he was struck by how peaceful his mind was, how you know, following, you know, the practice, so many things had changed in his life, and then his mind sort of got to thinking, if I feel this way, it's because I learned it from someone. I wonder who taught them, so that, and there's somebody that they learned from, and it was then that sort of he traced it back, like in a flash. It was like he realized, well, the Buddha taught this Dharma, and I mean, that's how he learned this. And then he felt very grateful to the Buddha.
Or somebody taught it. Like, that doesn't say anything about the reliability of those texts. I actually have a follow-up question to that, and this is a short one. Okay. Yes and no is enough. Okay. Is there anything that's wrong or not reliable in the suttas or the Abhidhamma?
He wouldn't be the right person to tell you.
But I'm just interested in his view, because a lot of this assumes that I take on board some stuff that I don't consider historically reliable.
He would not know. But what he does is he practices and he accepts the things that he finds to be true. He accepts the stuff that he finds true in his own practice, right? In his own experience. He says it would be wrong of him to just doubt something offhand or believe something offhand, you know. It's not about believing it or doubting. It's just about finding out for yourself.
Okay. In the interests of time, let's...
Yes, we've kind of need some speed.
Yeah, just keeping in track. So we're an hour in. So just be mindful at this point.
I would like to continue the discussion about concentration, because I understand the point in this way of practicing, that it's not like such a good idea to be focused just like on one object, because then it's easy to miss like other stuff that is going on. But what I don't really understand yet, what is meant with the concept concentration, and what it includes and what it excludes. I have three examples. Because, for example, how I normally use the concept concentration, for example, in Samatha meditation, you know, I start focusing on one object and I start narrowing the, like, area of concentration until it's like very small. And then I start refining the quality of concentration. And if I get some like distractions, for example, thoughts or sounds, I always immediately return to that one point and I don't investigate the other phenomena. That is like the classical way of understanding concentration for me. But then there is also like other form of something which I also would call concentration. And one day I was doing sitting meditation here on retreat, and I had again this like visual experience that I had mentioned earlier, that like kind of like my body and mind turn into this white light, you know, and I become like really serene and calm and stuff like this. But instead of shutting away other experience, it actually makes me more aware. And I see more like smaller and hidden thoughts, and also I get like distractions, like for example I can hear the wind in the trees, but I investigate it, my mind investigates it, but at the same time, you know, I'm in this state that I would call concentrated state of mind. And then the third example is that I asked about this bodily reaction that I sometimes get, that I called like electric shocks one day, you know, this, let my hands go like this or something. And it was answered that it is caused by a concentrated mind. But I never get that reaction when I'm into these states. If I do samatha, I never get that like experience. And if I'm in that like other state that I just explained, I never get this experience. But when I experience it is when I'm just, you know, just slightly aware, you know, then I get that phenomena. And if it is caused by concentration, then like, what does it mean? Is the concentration somehow hiding in the background, or what does it mean? But like, these are like three examples, and like in this context, what does like the concentration mean, so that I'm able to like investigate it.
Okay. The madia bale lo tu ti jin lo re a tu 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 wa tamadi phit de lo khan sa ra hna myo shi le de takhu wa tu wa ayon takhu wa ayon yu de taphi phi tu ayon wo ဟိုဒီအယုံကြည့်တာဟိုဘယ်လိုခေါမလဲခက်ကြဲကြဲကနေကြည့်ရင်လည်း तू อ่ะ तू तू မြင်ကွင်းကိုကျင်းအောင်ကျင်းအောင်ကျင်းအောင်လုပ်ပြီးတော့ဆုံးဒီအယုံကိုပဲစိုက်ပြီးစိတ်ကဒီမြင်ကွင်းတိတ်တိတ်လေးတွေမှာပဲဒီအယုံပေါ်မှာရှိတယ်တခြားအယုံဝင်လာရင်လောကသတိဘယ်ယူမစိုက်ဘူးပုတ်ထုတ်တယ်ပြန်လာတယ်เนาะဒါက तू တမာရိယပုံနီးတစ်ရပုံနီးနှစ်ကတခါတလေ तू ပြောတယ်လေ तू တခါလေလင်းသွားတယ်လေလင်းသွားတယ်လို့ဖြစ်တယ်လေသူဒီဒီမှာဖြစ်တယ်လို့ပြောရတာမသိသူထိုင်ရင်းနဲ့ကိုဒါမဲ့အပြင်မှာထိုင်ရင်းနဲ့เนาะသူတကောလုံးကိုရောစိတ်ကောလင်းတယ်လို့ဖြစ်နေတဲ့အချိန်မှာအဲ့အချိန်မှာသူတမားတိရှိတယ်လို့ခံစားရတယ်တဲ့ဒါမဲ့အဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကတခြားအာယုံမပုတ်ထုတ်ဘူးတဲ့အာယုံတိုင်းကိုသိပြီးတော့တိမ်မွေ့တဲ့အာယုံကိုမသိနိုင်တဲ့ဟာတွေတောင်ခါတိုင်းမသိတဲ့ဟာတွေပုံနေတဲ့အာယုံတွေလည်းပုံသိတယ်ဟိုအနောက်ရှက်လို့ခံစားထင်တဲ့ဟိုဘယ်လိုခေါမလဲဒီအယူအတန်တို့ဘာလို့အဲ့လိုမျိုးဟာတွေလည်းတည်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကအဲ့ဒါတွေကိုစုံစမ်းလို့ရတယ်စုံစမ်းနေတယ်တတိယဟာကတဲ့ तू ပြောတာဒီလိုဇက်ခနဲ့ဇက်ခနဲ့ तू ဖြစ်တယ်ဖေ तू ဒီလိုဇက်ခနဲ့လက်တက်တာတို့ဘာလို့အဲ့လိုမျိုးအဲ့လိုမျိုးဖြစ် never ဒီလိုကြီးချန်ခဲ့တာနော်ဇုဆိုအဲ့လိုကြီးချန်ခဲ့တာအဲ့လိုမျိုးကြီးဖြစ်တာအဲ့လိုမျိုးဖြစ်တာကတဲ့ဒါက तू တမာတိလို့ထင်တာမဟုတ်ဘူးတယောက်ယောက်က तू ကို explanation ပေးတယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒါတမာတိကြောင့်လို့ပြောတယ်တဲ့အဲ့တော့ဒါမဲ့ तू तू ကသူစုံစမ်းတော့တဲ့ဒီဟာ तू တတိလေးရှိုံလေးပဲကောင်းကောင်းရှိတာလည်းမဟုတ်တော့ဟိုတမာတိအခြေအနေတစ်ခုမှဘယ်တော့မှမဖြစ်ဘူးတဲ့ तू တတိရှိုံလေးလောက်ဆိုရင်အဲ့လိုဇက်ခနဲ့ဘက်ခနဲ့လေးရှောက်ဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒါတမာတိဆိုရင်တမာတိကပါလေတဲ့
တမာတိမှာဟုတ်
တယ်
ဒါတမာတိ
The third one
Yeah.
Third one, Seattle says he would not call that that's not because of samadhi. you know, that you don't have sudden movements of the body because of samadhi, you know, the body moves because of intention. And, you know, but he wouldn't say that's because of samadhi. Samadhi is a state of mind. It's a
state.
A state of mind.
Well, concentration is like that. Concentration is like that.
Yeah. Samadhi is the state of a settled mind, a mind that has great stability, settledness, and quietness and depth. You know, just like it's that it has stillness. You know.
At one point of concentration, there are yeah, the samadhi. What samadhi? We put the samadhi. Are you amyana sasane?
Yeah. So. In the context of this practice, it's number two, the one you've described, number two, okay? Because in the context of this practice, Yaro says, then the mind remains still, even though it knows so many things and it knows even more subtle things, because there's no preference in the mind. The mind has neither aversion nor greed, and because of the settledness, it can notice very fine and subtle things. And that sort of samadhi where, you know, the hidden things even are noticed. So then Siyaro says then there's wisdom in that samadhi, in that state of samadhi as well. So because there's no, the mind has no preferences, no liking or disliking, then wisdom can come, he says, and work together with samadhi. Yeah. As for your number one, Siyaro says number one is what is described as one-pointed concentration. And that, yes, that carries the danger that the mind can prefer that and ignore other phenomena.
But do I understand correctly that the like second kind of mind state is like it's
like
look the second
would you just finish your this?
Yeah, so like because I have understood from the like earlier discussions that is not a positive thing in this like style, and that is something that I should avoid, like becoming
the
concentrated.
One-pointed concentration.
Yeah, that is not a kind of good thing, but the second is positive
second
thing.
One, then you should avoid it.
Yes, that is something that I like understood earlier, that if I now understood correctly, you said that like the second one, it's a form of concentration.
It's just a state of mind.
Okay,
because
yeah.
You know, you can't just pull out concentration and say your whole mind is just this.
Yeah.
Your mind is like so many things happening at the same time, but your mind is in a state where the samadhi is in the right state, the wisdom is in the right state, the awareness is working, right? All of that is working together in a pretty good way.
But that's not like a problem.
No.
Okay, then I had understood everything
okay.
Like in an upside down way.
So that is a good like a state where the mind has momentum actually, and it's kind of all the factors are working well together. The spiritual
okay.
faculties. He said about the third one, number three. That you mentioned that it happens when you're kind of lightly aware, right? He says it's, you know, the mind and body are always interacting. And when we relax, it's like when you go to sleep sometimes, you know, and as the body is just like sinking into sleep and it's starting to, it goes, you know, it just like does these, it's something like that. So the mind sort of, it finds some tick inside and it just, yeah, does something because the mind isn't like controlling the body so much, but the subconscious mind does something. Maybe it found some something to relax or something. I don't
okay,
know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there a way to get more air in the room?
I'll keep it brief. Yeah, I don't have any questions. Just yeah, see, awareness has good momentum, and yeah, notice. I mean, I guess there's, when there's times during the day, if it drops a bit, I notice if I just checking in with the awareness, and it sort of opens right back up again. But just gauging that, I guess, sort of how much sort of effort I guess needed to kind of open it up again.
Tu a shen ya la bi re. Ta khat le a shen nen nen yo re so yin the di o pyan sit lai de re. A so yin pyan pwen mwa re re. Ta khat le a ri woriya o ba pyan sit le re. Blaw woriya the blaw the di di the di o pyan blaw pyan ji tu a pyan bro. Pyan de la.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll save other things for later.
Now to come up and chat up your room.
Yeah, I'm very happy with the practice, feeling free. And sometimes when my attention is not needed anywhere, or I'm not needed, then I sit or lie down, and if I don't fall asleep, then I often enjoy this, like, kind of letting go of the whole world. And at those moments, it's like, it's a little bit difficult to describe or even remember in a conceptual way, but it's like in the middle of the awareness, there is just this letting go, like anything comes, just let go immediately. And all kinds of phenomena still happen, like in the peripheral awareness. But there is kind of this sense of detachment from it all. And it feels like kind of perfect vacation from everything, like taking a rest from this life.
To look at machine, to clear my mama, not my mother, Chimare, to aim up your house in a cigar, the Gabayani holiday you the lover, below lesser to what to sit him at two iron, Emma, or the dear to what. But a con one, the dear Elaine to Piatwater, Devin Menu, to a thing brought to a whole bay planetima, Pinidari, she did it, damn it, to them a sign, to get Gabani, who holiday you the Luba Bama, who maybe Manze who bought Seco, so got the little thing.
You
know? Yes.
Send you Naro, I'm an alien.
Yes. Take a holiday when you can. Yes.
Yes, I also spent the last 2 days, momentum is picking up. I've been in the holiday mode, as the previous yogi mentioned, and number two at some times. And when it drops, I notice sometimes there is a craving for it again. I notice it and try to be aware of that craving and so on. So,
to let holiday you like guna kaung le ya number 2 lo lo like ta khat le pyan cha lai pyan lo jin na o ti lai pi lo pyan shu
la ni mu tin cha da ga pan dai lo ma ho u ba pan dai ga na ni la khu khu a ti nyan phit bo a ti nyan phit ma da hu a bo
yes but while we
ta ta pat pinya phit bo no na side effect ni ni ba tha
yes but while we can take a vacation sometimes Seattle says don't forget that the goal is wisdom. Okay.
Okay, hello.
Yes.
So, practice has been quite good, quite good. Sometimes better, sometimes worse. but the mind has been very interested in looking at like identity, how mind when defilements come up with identity, and usually it's with identity trying to be good, and if that doesn't happen, then defilements come up, and looking at that process, and yeah, especially going from kitchen to the dining hall, there is the identity. Okay, I am manager, I am cooking, and then okay, is that good or not good? And seeing, and then yeah, if it gets overwhelming, then the mind is hooked on the story of it wanting to be good, and then usually my solution is to walk back into kitchen and observe for a while. But like, this is interesting. Yeah, it's just interesting.
Yeah. You're reliant on the kitchen, Sierra.
Very reliant.
Because you dive into the kitchen to take those few minutes.
Safe place.
But it's not because of the kitchen, right? It's because that you start to watch what's happening.
But
it's how you're how the mind is working that's helping. But you feel like, you know, you're used to the mind working that way when you're in the kitchen, because that's where you do it most of the time. So then it's like double refuge, both the mind and the place.
But yeah, the identity is too interesting. They're very sticky. Like in default way, the mind can be aware of the stories that come up a lot. But a default way, there is an understanding that there's always identification to some sort of a story. And it kind of opens again, seeing like, okay, this is again another identity or story that it follows. Mm. And then again opening up and seeing it that, okay, there was underneath that.
Indeed.
There's a knowing always that underneath that there's another story, probably.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, just recognize when it's there. Recognizing is there.
Hello.
Yes.
I think, yeah. We have a connection. So, right now I'm feeling really tired, so it seems that I've forgotten my body a little bit. This week was like monthly bleeding week, so, and I have anemia, so I was aware of it, but in a way maybe I didn't treat myself wisely, because now I feel that I'm really tired. But it's my day off, so it's good to be tired today. So, but the good thing is nowadays that when this happens and when I bleed a lot, there is not so much identification with the body and system. It's kind of okay, this is happening in this body, and I can be with it, and it's okay.
Yeah.
There's a little bit sadness sometimes, self-pity and stuff like that. But there's also awareness, and it's kind of a compassionate thing.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of other stuff, but I think this is like right now what I'm exploring. So maybe also want to say thank you to my fellow managers to kind of letting me be a little bit like behind and just not being there helping them so much.
Tu di depan tu peman ni peman tu abi tu kan aku anane ane lo tu ane le tu lo tu isong ani tu dia le yang seno tu ane piat terlu piat deh le lo tu di ni peman ni lah todi deh le di ni tu day off le piat ni lo le lo channel lu dia le wang wang kunci pera tu malu waro Jesus tin ne re di tama di ha pe ma ne so ra tu sik ka ra ma twon u re sik win sa re re chi le re tadi tha re bo tu phit ni lo a che ni bo no he says yes this is what will happen at this time it's just nature
thank you
okay hello to everyone I just joined the retreat a few days ago to cook for this week and I was invited to join this group. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been very aware of my mind, watching my mind. There has been lots of activities going on.
And this is while working and so it's like working and being mindful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I maybe for me it's been more like this mental with the identification with the feelings and that sort of things, not to I think I've been too much I feel. I've noticed that I've been too much in my head. And expectations in my mind about myself and about how I should feel or so that sort of things but what I've been finding very calming and stabilizing and feels like my mind has a vacation and world is in the right places with the food, especially with the raw items, the shapes and the colors. They're so, it's so peaceful. That's why I come.
Tu sika bara singing zile so tu ai tu ra hin chat the ma tu ro di a ti a na ne li chut da ri ba le so yin tu wa pya tha le belo be poun san le belaw a ne tha le li chut a ma so tu wa a mya li bi lo pe tha lite de a sin tu ro a namuna shi lo yogi de a namuna o light lo do a lo mye ni sik ka nyin si le de tu a ya me tu
so
poun san ne
it's been
because it's just as you think it should be, so the mind finds peace in that.
Yes, yes. So
he says, and if they did not listen to instructions and they did some nonsense, how would the mind feel? He said.
No, I didn't get it.
If they, you know, when the vegetables and all, when if they did not, you know, if it did not come out right.
Ah, the chopping, you
yes,
mean?
Yes.
Ah.
How would then the mind react?
It's not that's the relieving thing that it's just the to see to notice the shapes. It doesn't matter what the shape is or how they're chopped or whatever it's just the formations so I've not noticed that in those moments I'm free of many layers of expectations somehow. It's everything it's in place.
Yeah.
So that's all for not all, but that's for now. Thank you.
Tu yau la le ni ma le tu a kon lon tin pe lai da le pisi le sha lo ya le a khan ne lo win lo ya le a
ko sa kan pisi
la a tu ye
on Bajapan.
Your skills in organization, country organization.
It's proving a very positive retreat, and I'm all right. I'm impartial to this. but it's very, it's like this. And maybe that's why it's been valuable or interesting. And in English, you usually say interesting with things that are bloody awful.
Yes, the sarcasm.
If someone asks, how was it? It was interesting. You know they mean it was cast. Yes.
So, yeah. But that's not what we mean now, is
no.
it?
No.
No.
So there's... Because... You come to retreat and you cannot help. You try not to, but there's an expectation or there's an idea of what retreat is and what practice is about and what fruitful practices and opening practices and but that's not what experience all of the time, and I suppose that's why it's been positive. And I'm going to try to not, it's very hard to articulate a mind and you've got this time and to keep it brief and
it's okay, take your time.
But I suppose what I've been with are there's times where the experience has been still, and I won't count that as good. I've stopped doing that. There's times where it's still, but noticing with the stillness, it's not samadhi stillness. I don't get that one. But the there's an oscillating, there's experience of continual, like, you know, barely perceptible, right, wrong, right, wrong. Like there's perceiving everything, like wanting to know, is it right or wrong? And it's more like light on the water, you know, that kind of thing, rather than thoughts or, but...
Right.
And it's, it's based on being safe too, I think. Mm. Right, wrong, am I good, bad, right, wrong, safe. So there's all...
Mm.
So I've noticed that anyway. But there's been some, good, stable times, and really seeing, in a really kind of knowing, not knowledge, really seeing to trust awareness.
Mm.
That if you trust awareness, and if I'm out of the way as much as possible, when I'm not there, awareness and this wisdom and understanding and responsiveness are there and happen and are there and do the thing, and I just need to be out of the way. And sometimes I'm out of the way and then I come in again and I can have really, really difficult times. Like yesterday was a really difficult time where it is down in the mire or thrown around and it's all about judgment and wrongness and when I'm seized by those, it's complete. There's no
escape.
It's like the awareness isn't there either. I am that.
Mm.
I am that. I believe that. It is that. I am that.
Mm.
And then I'll try. I'll pay attention to sound or ground and then I just have to know, because it gets too tense and wrong. So I just have to be
whatever it is, with all its beliefs, and just know that it will pass.
Mm.
But it's really uncomfortable and really unpleasant.
Mm.
And but when it comes out, it's like coming out of a storm, and then it's all very still again, which gives me, and I don't, yeah, which gives me more, you know, the trust and the. But there is a question out of all this, I suppose. When I'm in that and it's believed, and it's very difficult not to be that with others too. And my thing is, I feel like there's feelings, like, for example, real sadness or loss expresses as anger. So, and when I'm in something, there isn't possibility to bring awareness and step out. You are that, and it can express itself in not very easy ways with others, and that's very, yeah, that's a difficult one. And all I can do, it seems, is I know it will pass, and I can feel almost this is not true, but that is such a tiny voice, and it's just, you know, get out of here with that. It's literally, isn't it? It's just, there's no space. Anyway, I won't say more about that because I'm 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes.
Take your time.
But the question, I suppose, is when you're seized by. Yeah, and sometimes you can't be skillful. Maybe I'm answering my own question. Sometimes you cannot be skillful, and your manner can't be skillful, and that's okay, I feel, but it's not maybe okay for others, or what I've been bringing is a lot of, or has been coming, is compassion. And a real sort of gut level compassion, not so much a kindness, but this is, you know, hard, this is unpleasant, and compassion. But I remember reading in Sayadaw's book about, like, his was anger and a general badly behaved young man in his family, and whilst practicing. So it'd be just, yeah, nice to hear any observations, because this one I'm sure everybody can benefit from,
perhaps. Expectation machine bo nyabo so ra pyo da pyo da da me ma shi ba ne le sit ka ma ni nai lu de a ro di ta khaw tu chi ya da interesting phit de so ro tu a pyo ya tu a england ga la de so paw man so england lu a interesting lu pyo ya de ga dan pyo chin na a ya so so wa wa phit de lu pyo chin na de da me tu a di lo sa ga lo no tong no mho pa u de ho se wi sa ji ya kaw ne na bro di tadi o a ko de so yin the deal to a low pay looked at, so it get a joy she did, so that to pay me to me lara, but not to at a me lara. Tabet to pure it to Jarima to Nanay, Yin Temu Yale. To Yin Temu Ale, Holo, the Madilumio Yare Yin Temu, to Yin Niresurare, to Sika Echema, a mere alone near it, who Upperman to Dona, who Yebo Mali, Shimpia, Neon Lenirali. Hello, where to sick a low loner? The chain long sicker, to sick a mere low loner. Now to sick at the chain long, the chain long da calma sola, Joshila, Mishila, Balanyala, sick at the chain long de a low de loaned at two a mammy in the other. Then Ella say yay near a chain of your merit. Then met the cartilage to sick up, dear to canakana pita balasro, to sick up, who Macauna said they will let the cuckoo to say tea kite water, moy the cuckoo say. Do worry, sweet. H. Ma, to say, a pier, you want me, a pier, you want me, H. Ma, long what the dew and bone near my shoe, dehy, ya, na, na, lo, la, yon, and na, pin, and na, ibe, H. Ma, the detail, so now, me, ya, ure, ho, the deal, me, ya, beyond my swing, no, my horn, no, 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 no तू ती रे जी हा अचाई हो बोलो कम ले सोमवार में डी डी से का तू अशे ने तू तेवा में ना तू अशे या तो आमे सुरा ऐसे मार प्यान सिंजा लो यारे ऐसे मार मा लोटे ना लो या में बोनो तो मैं ऐ अच्छे ने मार तू दी था वो चोजा दी रे रे उपमा आयो रखू यू में हो आयो ने ऐसे टीम में टीम ने रे ऐसे जाए से का टीम में टीम ने हो लो में आओ बोनो डी डी मकाऊ ने से जिया यान लो आमो ने रे रे बा मकाऊ मूले सरो ऐसे अच्छे ने मार तू कोराइन खंजा ने कैसा मशी उरे तो मैं तकात ले देखे उपमा देखे वो ने रे से फिट है से ठीक आई डे से फिट है सो तो मैं तो चालू बो मार तू ससम ने अच्छे मार तू ससम मुशी में सोए तू बात तू रो पोमा दो दाने तू ससन में ऐरो कॉलोन ठीक है डा बो नो डा लखा मैं बो ओके फिर डा मैं तो चालू लखा क्या क्या मैं ठीक है या डा मैं
ऐरो फिर टाइम वो को आमा मिसी है आशियों लोग बो थावे से ली बाई कॉल ले के सोचा मार ली थी ली चार मार तो यार कलो लो लो यार बो आमा शिरो ले ली पिया ला बो
Well, we can't help things when they're in that state, right? The only time we can work is when we're out of that state. We can build awareness, samadhi, wisdom when we're not in that state. And the more we build out of that state, you know, like when you're running or swimming or stuff like that, he says, then the more naturally they'll come into those states and more powerfully. Yeah. But this is such a natural thing, Seattle says, that whatever is strong in that moment, So we need to fill all our... Fill all the moments that we are conscious with, cultivating what's wise, you know, and he says, and... Then he says, slowly, the cultivation of the wholesome that we do, that will start becoming bigger. He says, you know, if there's more water, water will put out the fire. If there's more fire, fire will kind of burn off the water. So just work with what you can grow.
I think there's been a little bit of a low-key cycle going on where I feel like there's not a lot of awareness and the mind sort of slipping off objects or not able to sort of recognize the awareness very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I recognize a bit later that I'm trying a bit too hard. So I've sort of missed the loba that's sort of driving that trying too hard.
Mm.
So I recognize that. In between this, sleeping a lot. And then today I could feel, oh, there's a sort of low-key virus going on as well. So there's a physical complaint. Mm. But this cycle of not much awareness, trying a bit too hard, recognizing a bit of a moha mind has been going on. But at the same time, I think maybe it's not, in a way, I think moha's maybe clouding the picture because there have been moments where awareness actually has been quite sharp within this. So it almost feels like I've got sort of an idea of what's going on, but... And this feels quite familiar, this idea. And moments when I can sort of just really relax and just, in a way, take the foot off the pedal as much as possible then it's like, oh, of course it's there, of course awareness is there. But I feel like I'm just getting in my own way a bit much. I have been getting in my own way. Mm. Stop. Okay.
To a shame yonder at the detail meeting. But to Loban and Josara to set Josara to the Rima Tamido, Satin Lao, Achim at the detail meeting. Diha Pomon the Pinny Jarret, the Met Elobe, the detail meeting of Bima or Nanima or the Gedan, Nila Macau Pinida, the detail meeting. အမြားကြီးအိတ်နေရတယ်ဟိုအနာယူရတယ်ဒီလိုတတိထားမိပြီးမှသူကပါတတိထားမိလဲဆိုတော့တကယ်တမ်းကိုကဝင်မရှုံးရင်တတိကသူကသူရှိနေတယ်တခါတလေအရှိန်ရှိနေတယ်မြင်နေရတယ်နော်ကိုတိဖို့မကြိုးစားရင်သူကသူအရှိန်နဲ့သူလို့သူလုံးနေတယ်ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒါသူဟောတိတ်ဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲဒါ
When
you see that, you know, it has momentum and it can actually do its own work, Sierra says, then all we need to do is not just get out of the way, he said, but we also need to just know how to keep it coasting.
Yeah.
We need to learn that.
Yeah, because the mind has felt, apart from quite a few thoughts, it's felt quite calm.
Mm.
Hasn't had a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, so you got the attachment.
Which perhaps I'm not so used to. So coasting, it is a new skill, but it needs to be learned.
Yeah.
So maybe just a couple of those moments where I felt like there was more clear seeing. And one was sparked by it's related to something Sayadaw said in the last group where he talked about clearing the mind of defilements, clearing historical defilements, and then you have the chance to clear them as they arise in the present moment. Mm. And what I noticed was it's a pattern I've been noticing ongoingly the last 2 or 3 years. It's a dosa pattern that includes sort of jealousy and resentment.
Mm.
And I noticed that arise, and I know where it can go, and it can really be turned into a really big one. It can include a lot of judgment, a lot of klesha rama, you know, really big stuff. And okay, this is the mind creating its own suffering.
Yeah,
that's the phrase that Sayadaw used, and that was what came to mind. It's like, just seeing it for what it is, and it just like deflated, just like a ball that was deflated.
Yeah.
And I could see where it would have gone. Yeah. Could see all those beginnings, if you like, of the resentment, the story, the in a way playing out the rights and wrongs of the story.
Yeah.
And it just didn't need to happen. Just didn't need to. Yeah. So it just cut off that, the rights and the wrongs, just through the seeing clearly what was happening. And the other one was just at lunchtime, actually. It was, and again, it's something that Sayadaw said in interview about until, I think he said, until you know what non-craving, the mind without craving feels like or looks like, you can't really know what the craving mind feels like. But I didn't get a glimpse of the non-craving mind. But what happened was at lunchtime, there was someone of, it was maybe four or five behind the table, and someone was there, and to my mind, he was just going about it all wrong. He'd been there for a while and he hadn't got his cutlery. He'd been there for, and then he decided to wash his hands, and then he went to the near tray rather than the far tray. So I just could see all these things that he was doing wrong, and that was the craving mindset. That was the mind who wasn't, well, the lobha dosa mindset wasn't getting what it wanted. And I could just see, without any judgment, what an ugly mind it was. Wow. Yeah. Just making a fault of this person who was just getting his lunch.
Yeah.
You know, he was just getting lunch, but it was just the force of the lobha, the impatient, just get on with it, you know. And actually seeing that ugliness without judgment, it was just like, it just released, actually.
It
just wasn't, yeah.
I think ဒီဟောင်းလေးရဲ့ရှင်းထုတ်ပါတယ်အတိတ်လို့လည်းဝေမခံရဘူးဟုတ်အဲ့တော့သူကအဟောင်းအဲ့တော့အတိတ်တွေဝင်လာတဲ့အချိန်မှာတဲ့သူဘာမြင်လဲဆိုတော့သူပုံမှန်အဟောင်းတစ်ခုရှိတယ်ဟိုသူဝင်လာရင်ပေါ့နော်စိတ်ကမနာလိုဒေါသဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးဝန်တိုရယ်စိတ်ထဲမှာဒီစတိုရီကိုသူချက်ထက်ဟိုဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့ချိန်မှာငါမှန်နေသူမှားတယ်မှန်တာမှားတာတွေလိုက်ပြီးတော့အကွက်ချနေတာပေါ့နော် အဲ့ဒါလောက်တဲ့အချင်းကိုသူတွေးတာအဲ့နေရာလေစိတ်ကဘာမြင်လိုက်လဲဆိုတော့အော်စိတ်ကတကယ်သူ့ဒုက္ခသူဖန်တီးတာပဲတဲ့အရှင်ဘုရားပြောသလိုပဲစိတ်ကသူ့ဒုက္ခသူဖန်တီးတာပဲဆိုတော့သူအဲ့လိုအရှိရှိတိုင်းမြင်လိုက်သလိုပဲတဲ့အဲ့ချိန်မှာတဲ့ဒီဟာလေအကုန်လုံးပြောက်သွားတယ်တဲ့မရှိတော့ဘူးနောက်တစ်ခါသူဘာမြင်လဲဆိုတော့ဒီဆိုးစားကြောင်းမှာသူ့အရှိမှာလေးယောက်မြောက်လူကလုံနေတာအကုန်မှားနေတ လာတော့လုံးဟိုဟိုအစမယူဘဲနဲ့အလဲရယူပြီးတော့အရှိကိုပြန်လာယူအဲ့လိုမျိုးသူမှားနေတယ်ပေါ့နော်လုံနေတာမှားနေတော့ဒီလူရဲ့ဟိုသူမလုတ်တတ်သေးလို့လုံနေတဲ့ပုံစံအောင်ကြည့်ပြီးတော့သူဘာမြင်လဲဆိုတော့ဒီလောဘဒေါသစိတ်ပေါ့နော်သူသူနားနားလေပုံစံအတိုင်းမလုံလို့ဒီလူကြီးကိုစိတ်ကညံ့နေပေါ့နော်ညံ့နေလို့ဆုံးဖြတ်နေတာတွေ့ပြီးတော့အဲ့သူဘာမြင်လဲဆိုတော့ဒီဒီစိတ်ဘလို့ချီချီဆိုလဲပေါ့နော်သူဟိုလူရိုးရိုးလေးဖြစ်နေတဲ့ဟာကြီးကိုသူကလိုက်ပြီးတော့ဟိုအပြစ်ရှာတယ်ပေါ့နော်အပြစ်တင်တတ်တဲ့စိတ်ကြီးဘလို့ချီဆိုလဲဆိုတော့သူမြင်လိုက်တာဒါပေမဲ့ဒီဟာကိုလည်းစိတ်ကဒီစိတ်ပေါ်မှာသူမုန်တိမှုထပ်မရှိဘူးဒီစိတ်ကို
လက်ခံနိုင်တယ်ပေါ့
လက်ခံနိုင်တယ်မဟုတ်သူရဲ့သူ့အရှိရှိတိုင်းမြင်လိုက်တယ်ဒီဟာဒီလိုလုပ်တယ်ဒီစိတ်ကကြီးဆိုးတယ်ဆိုတော့သူကသူပြုတ်ကျသွားတယ်လုံးဝမကြံဘူ
းအရှိရှိတိုင်းမြင်
တယ်အရှိတိုင်းမြင်လိုက် Yes Can we take a 5-minute break? My head is floating and I can't keep
All right.
Yeah.
So So for the past 4 days the like most significant object that was arising obviously it was not all the time but it was enough frequent to be noticed was adosa which was interesting because in itself it's a negative object like it's an absence of something and yet it could be observed
Why is it a negative? Oh, negative as in the absence
yes,
of something. Okay,
yes,
okay,
yes, yes, yes.
Not as in like, not good, yes.
So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing, for past 2 days, I've been using the mobile quite extensively.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thought was using it for the work-related stuff, but it very quickly descended into the non-work-related stuff or like mind-seeking excite entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was afterwards even though this entertainment felt pretty exciting, quite afterwards it felt quite exhausting or like discharged. So the mind felt discharged, and I found that the only way I could stay, because even during this entertainment phase, I was trying to stay somehow aware. I found like the only way I could stay aware was shift attention to other senses. Mm. So while holding the mobile, I would focus out of the sight into the touch.
Yes.
And feel the mobile as a physical object, and it would help to ground the experience.
Yeah.
This is the second thing. And the third thing is when you go outside the... I mean, that was been for the whole retreat, but it gets more interesting with every round there. When you go outside the house, there is this smell that that's present, and it's a smell that the mind cannot put exactly a name on. I mean, so the smell is both repugnant and both interesting, because it either can be like a very tasty cheese or some rotten food. I mean, I kind of know or imagine what it can be, but for the mind, feeling it every time afresh, this object is like all the time it's new, and all the time is all that was repulsive gets forgotten once the mind decides it's a tasty cheese. But when it decides the otherwise, it becomes repulsive. It's very, very fun stuff to watch.
You could actually switch, the mind didn't sort of hang on.
The mind switches. I don't. I mean, it just like on and off, and even it's not at a point where it's neutral or
So to leadership to leadership ba pyo ra la ma ti da mat na yeship to phone na yeship to phone down ni da asa ma tu a lot lot phone down ni da oh di le ye ma tu ba a thu song tu tadi tha mi la so ra a mya song tu sait ka phit ni da a do da be tu ba da thu san ne be ba so so ra oh ta khu khu shi da o ti da ma hope ta khu khu ma shi u lo ti ni da
be
no တော့ဒါမရှိဘူးလို့သူအများကြီးသတိထားနေတယ်။ဒါဆို
တော့ဘာပြောရမလဲ။ဘာပြောရတာလဲ။ရှိမှန်တိမရှိမှန်တိလို့ပြောတာ။ဟုတ်တယ
်။ This good to notice. ည
ာညာရဲ့ညာလုံးလုံးလာလို့
။ Good to notice adosa and any are whatever. Jairus says because the Buddha said to know what is there and to also know what is not there. So there you have it. And number 2 phone တော့နာ။ तू အစမှာအလုံးလုံးတယ်ပဲ။အလုံးလုံးဆရာရှိလို့လုံးနေတာပြီးတော့အလုံးလုံးပြီးတဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကကစားရတဲ့ကစားကျင်တော့ကစားလာအောင်အဲလှုပ်လာတော့တဲ့ तू ဘာထူးဆန်းလဲဆိုတော့တဲ့စိတ်ကပျော်ကျင်တော့နော်ပျော်ကျင်တော့လှုပ်တာတဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ပြီးရင်လည်းဖုန်းသုံးပြီးတဲ့အချိန်မှာဘာတတိမှာစိတ်ကအဲစိတ်ကဟိုဘက်ထရီ
ချာဂျင်
ချာဝါတော့ပဲတဲ့ဒေါင်းရတယ်တဲ့အဲ့တော့तू ဖုန်းသုံးနေတော့လဲတဲ့တတိထားဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်တဲ့ဘာတတိထားမိလားဆိုတော့ဖုန်းကိုကြည့်နေတော့ကြည့်တော့တတိထားပြောမမျောဝင်ဖို့မရဘူးလေ။ तू อ่ะတခြားအိုင်ကိုတစ်ခုကလိုက်မှာလက်ကင်ထားတာတော့ဘာလို့အဲ့လိုအပြင်ထုတ်လိုက်မှာ
တခုခု ground ကင်ထားတာဟိုတဲကိုခွေနဲ့ထည့်လိုက်လို့ပြော
မရဘူးမျက်စိမှာထားလို့မရဘူးဟိုတခြားအိုင်ဟို
တခြား ground တခုကင်ထားပါရ
ဲ့ Yep, he agrees with the discharged battery and having to keep an external neutral object other than the seeing of, you know, the screen to keep the mind grounded, otherwise you will get lost in it. And the last thing was?
The cheese.
The cheese. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Who moved the cheese from my mind? yes, I am sorry I am so exhausted today. To ain't a pian twai ne di tomba ma tu dri tha mi de re. Anan ta khu tu piang piang ni da re. Di aku che ni ma ai anan ga re. Ho na myo yu lo ya de re. cheese to mio mio lo yu sa lo ya de mho yin taku pou ne de lo yu sa lo ya de de a ra cheese lo sin sa yin ne sik ka chai de ya ra pou twet a sa so yin no ma chai pu de to to yun sia kaung de 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 pyo pyo ni sik ka di lo pyaung lo ya la so mho tu sik ka pyaung na tu ai lo yu ra mho de sik ka tu a tu yu lai yin tu a to myo ma yu lai yin naw to myo phit
twa de
li tha mi de yes that is good you see how the mind works the nature of perceptions and yeah when the on the mind is watching in neutral status then you can see how whatever the
negative
mind
doing and negative feeling
however
positive doing and positive feeling
the mind thinks you know the feelings just follow the thought if it thinks positively that they follow the feelings follow the positive thought with thinks negatively it follows the negative. When the mind is not when the mind is not neutral and it has a strong preference says then it can't switch like that you know it can't see that it could be seen as cheese or this it will immediately only see it as one or the other because it's already become attached to its view when it's not neutral.
Thank you.
Okay, I also have difficult time staying awake, so let's see what I can say. I was going to say I'm having really good time with practice. I'm very excited about practicing, especially outside of the formal practice.
Yeah.
There's so much more happening to be aware of.
Yeah.
And
formal the chat atomo bo the bo chat bo tizi are myai shi de. Yeah.
And just surprised that this could happen because I didn't even expect any of this before coming to this retreat and it's so relaxing and
relaxed
like deep rest and calm most of the times these days. And also really difficult patterns coming up.
When the you know in like Chinese medicine they say when the medicine is good sometimes it makes like the ill like if there's pus and stuff right when you put the medicine on it extracts the pus from in the flesh you know so that good medicine takes out the bad stuff from the body like detoxifies you.
Yeah,
you could say it's detox. He said.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm. Slowly gathering more information and understandings about feeling rejected and a lot of shame and like a lot of anger which follows the shame.
It's good that you can just see it. He says some yogis see it and then they fall into it, then you know they will cry and laugh and you know they'll have lots of emotional like they get caught up in it rather than when we don't see recognize that it's just what's happening in the mind. Seattle says we can really get involved and because we get very identified we can stay very identified and then it's hard.
Sometimes I get a little bit in it those times I don't know quite how to deal with because I sort of think that I'm watching it. Okay, here this is again and there's this and that and I think I'm aware of it. But then there's something off that I can't notice and oftentimes at least a couple of times now I have slept after it over the night and I have lots of dreams like horrible stuff horrible things happening to people and kind of I know that now I wasn't seeing something
to carly negima to
But it's also useful because I, even though they are horrible, like one night I saw 5 defilements and they were animals. They were like a bear, a weasel, a snake and a slimy toad. And then they went into the cellar and they ate half of my beloved cat.
Oh,
it was horrible. In the morning I woke up with just terror and so much like fear and just, but then I was able to just be with that and
it shows that the mind is able to just be aware of, you know, to take into view whatever is happening as it is, and that's a very interesting time because it just sees what's happening as it is.
So I'm enjoying and suffering a little bit.
The Dhamma is very interesting. Yes, although it's suffering, it's truly interesting. Because you learn. Because in the beginning it's hard, but when you can, it's great.
It's like a flow.
It is like a flow.
It's been 4 days since the last interview, so I've basically spent all the time like investigating the same thing that I talked about last time, and I don't think I even managed to explain what the confusion was, but I think I kind of understood what I was confused about, and I also gained some clarity on that. What I said last time, the entire retreat has been like very kind of equanimous, that the mind is quite stable, non-reactive, it's not very excited and it's not very upset about anything. And if something comes up, it's sort of doesn't fill up the entire mind. It's somewhere in the center and there's space around it and it doesn't hang out for too long, and and there's everything is kind of fine. I mean, there's a little bit of suffering, mostly it's okay. In some sense, it felt like the awareness was continuous all the time, at least continuous enough that, you know, the big defilements could show up. But at the same time, it felt like, it was kind of also dim, or I could also say that it wasn't continuous all the time, or it was actually, there were lots of discontinuities. And this was kind of confusing. I don't know. I'll try to summarize, try not to say everything that I've thought during the last 4 days. At some point I realized. Yes.
What do you just?
Sure. Sorry.
Tu apa pial esok tu hutan kau kau tu machine pihter nenek senwar ni. Di sekarang tu. บาไม่พี่ไปเสร็จแค่มาเวลาละตัวอกนูก็เสร็จก็ปกติเลยเสร็จวันซาบิตีเลยเออพี่เนี่ยหาเนี่ยอกนูเสร็จแล้วมาผิดเพราะだแม้ตูรู้แหละจาๆไม่เหนียวแต่ลาบิตัวตูตั้วนี่เลยสรุปตูบ้ามาโอ้ตึกเพราะไม่ตกเปียงลุเสียไม่ลงโหฮอลิเดย์อยู่นี่ดิโลเว้ยไอ้ปုံซาเว้ยตูเปียวได้ปုံซาแต่แม้ตูก็ไอ้สกะลงไม่ตรงเออตูเปียงมาสรุปเนี่ยอกนูก็ไอ้โหลตีเลยลูกขันซาก็เลยตะดิเสร็จๆเลยลูกขันซาเลยแต่แม้มัส
When
the mindfulness becomes more continuous, the mindfulness also notices the moments of discontinuity, and it sees that there are lots of them. But that means the mindfulness is more continuous.
Right. And actually,
yeah, because usually we don't know those.
Right.
Yeah. Now we see them.
But what I
realized or that I was probably actually experiencing a delusion, like in those moments, because I was also wondering, like, you know, why do I know the thoughts so clearly? Like when I'm talking, like the entire interview, there's no question that the awareness is there. It's like very easy, and I can, you know, observe many things at once.
Yeah.
But then when I'm like out walking, then the awareness will kind of snooze, and there are these like, there's like this mind wandering, very subtle, but it's and. Well, and so I at some point I first maybe there was a thought that, hey, maybe this is delusion, like, just, you know, I can't see any craving, I can't see any aversion, something is off, you know, what's left?
Delusion.
You're right. And then at some point I noticed that there was this interest, like, you know, I was curious about something, like some subtle mental phenomenon that I knew was there, like I had observed it earlier, and I wanted to observe it, and then I noticed that this mind can't see it, like it doesn't even understand the concept to some extent.
Yeah.
And then later I noticed in some states that, like I had this similar kind of murky state, and I noticed that I couldn't even think about the Dhamma, really. Or I could think about it, but it was kind of like, you know, like someone had memorized something for a test without really understanding what's going on. Like,
wow. Okay.
Do you want to try? There's a bit more, but
yeah. And to say to him, right? Because since I like that, the day my Sheila to Moha my pin in Lamathu, right? Moha will pit a lutin, right? But you know, as well, to Upamare, a good Dimazaka, Pion Rachin, Mare, Lure Pionra to D. Chima Longa Shin to the Dishida. These are my pin, right? Lash out on my swain, and the dear snooze loaded, the dear to what. ติดตะโลโลเนี่ยตัวไม่นี่แหละตัวอ้อมมาตูเตเตเลตวินนี่ล่ะเลยสิแหละบาจังดิโลตูสึกก็โหตุกตุเปียบรอเอ่อเปลี่ยนต้องตัดแล้วสรแล้วตูตะเฉิ่มมาแล้วสึกแค่มาตะคู่ตูสึกဝင်ษาไล่ตูสึกဝင်ษาแล้วตูดีอ๋อดิสึกเฉิ่มนี่ตูจิเมสรจิลุไม่เอาแหละจิลุไม่เอาดิสึกเฉิ่มนี่ตูพ้ําบรอตูติโลติชาติลุไม่เอานอกตะคาแล้วตู Delusion is does its work, but it's good when you recognize delusion.
Yeah, I guess previously, so I had, you know, I've been observing greed and delusion on a daily, I mean greed and aversion on a daily basis, like since...
But first it's always lobha dosa.
Right.
And then after we've seen them plenty, we start to notice the delusion.
Also. Yeah, I guess I kind of thought that, you know, delusion, well, I can't know what I can't know. And of course you, like, you know, because if I knew the delusion, then it wouldn't be delusion. Like if I knew what I don't understand, like, you know, there's some delusion always because my understanding isn't complete and I can't see all the delusion. So that's why I kind of didn't, you know, I thought that I can't actually observe this. It's kind of like you can only see it afterwards when it goes away, then you see. But now I kind of, there was this misconception that, like...
Yes, okay, yeah. And you can see that it's a kind of understanding that delusion is there. It's not that you're staring at it like you know, but you understand.
And I think it's like, so the misconception was earlier that, like, if we think that everyone has kind of a maximum wisdom, like everything that they've accumulated, and sometimes that's in the mind, but actually it can, you know, vary between almost nothing and the maximum, and it can go very fast. Like one moment you understand almost nothing, and the next, like 5 seconds later, everything is very clear. But somehow I didn't really kind of understand this. Like I understood that there needs to be awareness for wisdom to be there. That if awareness is gone, then often there's no wisdom. But I somehow, like I had this kind of old simple. Because awareness is almost the first thing you learn about. So I had like an old idea that hadn't been really updated. And it was started, that's why I had, like, for the last few years, I've been confused every now and then that the more I practice, the less I understand what awareness is, which is a little awkward in this style of practice. You have one job and you understand less and less what it is.
Be because you understand more and more what you don't know.
Right, because I had this kind of, and I think it's because, like, you know, when you start practicing, you have so little wisdom that
you
it's either all there or there's nothing.
Yes,
and so it feels like awareness is either on or off.
Yes.
But then, like, when you have more understanding, then there's more possibility that, you know, maybe you have a small awareness, you have a little wisdom, or maybe you have a lot of wisdom.
Yes.
And there's, like, different kinds of wisdom, and then, like, that determines what kind of awareness arises in the moment.
Thank you for articulating all that.
Well, I've been thinking about it for 4 days. Like, every night I wake up at 2 a.m. and I have this, oh, no, this is how I should think about this. And then I have to write it down and hope that I can fall asleep eventually.
Yes, and Seattle always simplifies it. He always says, what we can know, we know now. What we cannot know, we just don't know now.
Right, right.
Yes.
Yeah, but I know, like, it's, you know, when I realized it, I said, you know, that this is all in the books. That if someone had come and told me this, then I would have said that,
well, it's not,
have you heard about Sayadaw Utejania? You might like his books, like.
Well, in the books, I've never heard them talk about the degrees, but I guess it's... suggested.
Yeah, like he said that you should check if wisdom is present.
Yes.
Like, and what kind of wisdom? Is there any wisdom?
Yeah.
It's not like articulated like that, but it's kind of there like.
There,
at least I felt like I should have understood this earlier.
Yeah,
but
there are degrees of understanding, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, this is like, you know, like the words.
Yeah, he said, yeah, he does feel, you know, he said, I mean, in the books, I think it's written, like, he say in the beginning, when he, every time he understood something, he'd be like, oh, I understand this.
Right.
When he had much more understanding, he began to feel like, oh, I have much more left to learn.
Right.
Yeah.
And so one more thing about this. So then, like, I feel like the confusion regarding awareness is somehow gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like I have the final understanding, but I don't feel, the mind doesn't feel kind of...
Moha shirala, the di shirala, era tu confuse ma pita oba, so tu...
And it was partly something I think Sayadaw said in the beginning talk for this week's retreat. That so now I think of awareness that it's actually like when a mind is aware, it's just that it has a certain kind of view or a certain kind of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So like what I think now, or if I put it into words, like all of this is just words, like there's...
Yes.
But like... that awareness is just remembering wisdom. So it's actually, it's just wisdom for me, like at the moment, that seems helpful somehow.
Right.
Like
right.
Then I don't feel confused about, was I aware or was I not aware? I just think about, like, what's their wisdom? What kind of wisdom?
Yes,
and usually when it dozes off, there's no wisdom, like it doesn't understand that thoughts are thoughts. And
yes, when there's wisdom, awareness is definitely, sati is already part of it.
Right.
Yeah, any of the wholesome faculties, any of the wholesome minds come, sati is present. Yeah, so even if we don't see its presence. So tu ba pyo la na so.
Mm.
Ero tu aku tu ma shout daw u re. Tu ayin daw so yin tadi shi la ma shi la me da. Da mae aku upama tadi ya tu a nyan go tadi ya daw le be. Ero nyan shi yin tadi ba pa bi. Tadi ya pa bi da nyan shi yin daw bi bo. Tu tadi ya tma mi lo be nyan phit le da lo tu tma mi wa bi de. Alo myo tu sait ka tu a tu connection
lo. Ayin daw do ke pyo tadi ya u saung nyan naw lai. Naw so nyan ne tadi ne twa la bi.
Yeah, Seattle said, you know, he always likes to say in the beginning, sati leads and wisdom follows. But in the end, when it becomes strong, wisdom, he says, then wisdom and awareness always together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and of course these are all just kind of metaphors, like the reality is something that you can't put into words, but you have to, you know, you have to explain it somehow to yourself and to others, and and one explanation for the best explanation will depend on the circumstances and the person and blah blah blah.
That's right.
Anyway, I probably talked enough.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. No, not because of the enough, because of all that you articulated.
Well, one last thing, not about that, but I was just also, I was really grateful to all the other yogis talking about their experiences. Like I said, it's almost like, I don't know, it's just, I feel like it's very supportive for my practice. Like the mind gets really interested and then it kind of keeps me going for 2 days. It's not even like consciously, I just get more interested to investigate when, like there are so many different minds and everyone experiences things differently and they explain things differently.
Yes.
And then it's kind of like, you know, maybe then I have to watch that I don't kind of, you know, go off. but it's kind of better than, or it's like a, yeah, it's a balance for all the quiet and the moha that then comes when the mind doesn't have anything to kind of, you know. Anyway, thank you. So please talk.
Yes.
And just a quick report, and all right. I can release us all from here. Oh yeah, true. So last couple of days I've been having these like bouts of sadness up to a point of crying, which is very, very rare for me. And I think the sadness consists partly because like appreciation for the setting and the community and the place and somebody is cooking you food and you don't really have to do anything, you just
Jesus didn't say jump by little more left here.
I was just asking Seattle. I said I've been wondering about that before as well, because sometimes, you know, I find like gratitude makes me cry too, and I was like, why? You know, it's not like the mind is sad. And he said, no, it's agitation. He said when the mind is moved, like he said, more like moved, then it brings tears, but it's not sadness only.
Yeah,
brings tears,
yeah.
So we can be very happy and cry. We can be very inspired and cry. Yeah, and
But at least for me, I think part of it has been also this recognition that how unique the moment is and how impermanent it is, and how I can't really like hold on to it even if I wanted to, and I have to go back to my real life with responsibilities and stresses and circumstances and everything. But I can't, and it's dumb.
He says everything is left behind. Every moment. Did you want to say something?
Not necessarily.
No. I would like to hear.
Saero, I have at least one of your books at home, and I have seen the others around where I've been, so I've read in them. But the last few days, and I have looked in each book, it's like, oh, every little piece, the sentence speaking just into the practice, and that's so useful, and just into what's going on, and it doesn't matter where I open it. So, thank you. For your miraculous book.
Emma
she did. And I do pop food. The chas out the mean wood and my papu. The matu to the cutly. The chas out the you brought. The mean up in line. Be my be pump with it. Hey, dear. Do tell up your little bed. Do pit. Oh, I told mood. Dia yaw yaw yaw. Bear and a chain nine, a chain nine. Part time to that. A yanching to dinner. It should be a miracle. Peter's out the miraculous word.
Sayadaw
says, when we are practicing, when the mind is practicing the Dhamma, it sees the Dhamma in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the eyes through which you look that bring the Dhamma to you. So. Yeah, there's a famous monk in Burma who was on arms round with his monks, and they saw a villager having a fight.
Two women fighting.
Two villagers having a fight, and then he stopped. And then he said to his monks,
this is Dhamma talk.
He says, watch this. He says, they're giving us a Dhamma talk. For him, he saw the Dhamma, right? He didn't see it as some. Dosa is Dhamma too. So.
Okay.
Can I say one final?
Yeah, can you
No microphone.